And please join with me in a spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Sometimes you hear a story that restores some of your hope in humanity, a story that reminds you there is goodness in the world. That happened to me this past week when I heard a story from a UCC colleague up in Maine. This pastor has a young son named Will, and Will recently got his very first bicycle. Now, how many of you remember your very first bike? Do any of you remember it? I see a lot of hands, right? Well, let me tell you about Will's bike. The bike had Spider-Man themed graphics all over it because who do you think Will's favorite superhero is? Spider-Man, exactly. The bike had a button he could push that would play sound effects while he was riding around. It even came with a matching Spider-Man helmet. It was awesome. And a couple of weeks ago, the weather was nice enough for Will to ride his awesome new bike for the very first time. He rode it all the way from his house, a half mile up the street, to the local Walgreens. He got off his bike and ran inside the store with his mom to get some celebratory first bike ride candy like you do, and he was so happy. And that happiness lasted until he and his mom came back outside, and his bike was nowhere to be found. They were puzzled. Can't you just imagine Will's mom standing there with her mind racing and her heart sinking and her fear rising as she worried that maybe someone somehow had stolen her little boy's new bike? When they realized Will's bike was really gone, they called the police, and a couple days later, the police put up a post on Facebook with some surveillance photos from the Walgreens. The photos clearly showed an adult-sized man on an adult-sized bike riding off with Will's little Spider-Man bike tucked under his arm. The police asked for help identifying the man in the photos so that they could get the stolen bike back to its rightful owner. Now, that Facebook post was seen by a woman who did not want a little 3-year-old boy to grow up thinking that the world was a cold and cruel place. So she drove to a local Walmart, bought the very last Spider-Man bike they had in stock, and drove 2 hours to drop it off at the police station in the town where Will lives. And she didn't want any credit for what she had done. She wanted to be anonymous. Now, if that was the end of the story, it could be enough, just that, to restore your hope in humanity, right? Enough to remind you that there is still goodness in this world. But there's more. Because that woman who has become known around town as the bike lady, she is homeless. She lives in her car. She's a former school bus driver who lost her job and is on disability. And when she lost her job, she had to choose between paying her rent and making her car payment. And her daughter had co-signed the car loan for her, so she gave up her housing rather than ruin her daughter's credit. And the $100 she spent on Will's new bike and bike helmet, she figured that wasn't going to pay for housing anywhere anyway. It wasn't enough. But it was enough to help a little 3-year-old boy know that there are good people in this world. It feels like we all need that reminder these days, that reminder that there is goodness in this world. Because there is so much happening that can leave us feeling like the world is a cold and cruel place. We live in a world where it can seem like the worst of humanity is on full display all around us. We live in a world where war and conflict are the reality of life for far, far too many people. We live in a world where our own political system seems hopelessly mired in misinformation and meanness. We live in a world where injustice and discrimination, where greed and selfishness and addiction and hopelessness are ever present and can be overwhelming. In the face of all of this, when we are weighed down by exhaustion and grief, when our lives seem so messy and the world seems broken beyond repair, we need a reminder that there is goodness in this world. We need a reminder that coldness and cruelty are not the end of the story. We need a reminder that death and despair will not get the last word. We need Easter. So, friends, I have some good news for you. It's Easter. The tomb is empty and Christ is risen. And the good news of this day is that God can give life to the dead. God can bring light from darkness. God can pull hope from despair. The good news of this day is that coldness and cruelty are never the end of the story. Death and despair will never get the last word because Easter has come and Christ is risen and love has come. One. Now, those of you who were here throughout the season of Lent will remember that our theme was Let Love Rise. This theme invited us to explore how God's love was rising in us and how God might be calling us to share that love with the world. Now that we've spent a whole season letting love rise, I think it is time to let love grow. It's time to let the good news of new life blossom in our hearts and in this world, because the world needs Easter just as much as we do. There are so many people in this world who need a reminder that coldness and cruelty are not the end of the story. There are so many people who need a reminder that death and despair will not get the last word in their lives. There are so many people who need Easter. And do you know what else they need? They need you to show them that Easter is true. They need you to live in such a way that they can believe again in goodness and grace and healing and hope and beauty and blessing and life and love. They need you to decide over and over again to let love grow in the world through you. Now, you might feel like you are not up to that task, because maybe you're not quite sure what you believe about the resurrection. But if you think the good news of the resurrection is a little hard to believe, it turns out you are in good company with the very first disciples. That's actually one of the things I love about the story of the first Easter. The story has a whole cast of characters with a whole variety of reactions to the resurrection. There were the women who just needed a little nudge to understand what had happened and to believe. There were the disciples who didn't know quite what to believe. And then there was Peter, who went running to the empty tomb because he had to see it to believe it. And when he saw it, he was amazed at what had happened. The Easter story has room for all of those different reactions, which means there is room for all of us. And just like God could take all of those different people with different reactions to the resurrection and use them to bring good news to the world and to show that Easter is true, God can use us too. God can use us to let love grow in the world. So friends, that is the challenge and the opportunity for each one of us. Maybe you are not the bike lady. Maybe you are the pop-up pantry volunteer guy. Maybe you are the smile at everyone at the grocery store person. Maybe you are the call my friend I haven't talked to in a while because I know she's going through a hard time person. Maybe you are the one who reaches out to a friend who is grieving, and says, I can't make it better, but I can remind you, you are not alone. Find the difference that you can make in this world so that people can believe Easter is true because of you. Now, friends, as we let love grow, we have an opportunity for each of you to take home with you some wildflower seeds so that you can truly let love and beauty grow in this world. Now, these are special seeds because we got them from a local store that made sure that these seeds are for flowers that are native to Massachusetts. So these are flowers that are ready to grow in your yards. I have been told that these will grow very easily, which means maybe even I could grow them. That would be an Easter miracle, my friends. So we have these seed packets that you can take home. So again, maybe you're not the bike lady, but maybe you can be the wildflower person who plants some beauty somewhere in this world so that others who are having a hard time can be reminded that there is goodness growing in our midst. Friends, may the good news of Easter blossom in your heart this day. And may that good news grow in the world because of you. May all that you say and do bear witness to goodness and grace and healing and hope and beauty and blessing and life and love. May others come to believe that Easter is true because they see Easter in you. Amen. Friends, it wouldn't be Easter at Old South without this closing hymn. We get to sing together, He Lives. If you are here in the sanctuary, you will find that hymn in your hymnals. You can probably turn right to it without even thinking about it, number 299. And if you are worshiping from home, the words will drop into the comments so that you can sing this glorious song right along with us.